Welcome to the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and today is April 13th, 2010. Today's episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is March 10th, 1953, and the title is The Gunman's Twin. Hope you guys enjoy.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff is getting closer.
This way, Pancho Domino.
The Cisco Kid. A gripping story of the Cisco Kid, the Gunman's Twin. During the years he rode the vast areas of the old Southwest, the famous Cisco Kid met and overcame many a killer and bandit. But none of them was more deadly or brutal than Denver George Patch. None came closer to ending Cisco's earthly career. As our story opens, Denver and his partner in crime, Mike Morrell, are riding into the town of Dobson Heights.
What time does the stage come through the pass, Denver?
About noon.
You sure they'll be carrying the gold, huh?
Well, if I wasn't sure, we wouldn't be holding it up, Mike.
Yeah, it looks risky to me, Denver. I was talking the last time we stopped up that the territorial marshal was going south on that stage.
When Denver George makes up his mind to do something, he does it, see? And if the marshal's on the stage, so much the better for us. With him along, they won't be expecting a holdup.
All right, I was just telling you.
Well, shut up. I don't like it. Sound like that old mate brother of mine.
I didn't know you had a brother, Denver.
Yeah, twin brother. He's out in this country somewhere, but I ain't seen him for 5 years. Suits me. I ain't hankering to be preached at.
Is he a preacher?
No, but he might as well be. He's one of those turn-the-other-cheek boys.
Not much like you, Denver.
You bet he ain't. When they get in my way, I gun them down first and ask questions afterwards. Here's a cafe, Mike. We'll go in and hang around a while and see what the talk is.
10 o'clock now, Denver. That don't give us much time.
It gives us time enough. Hitch your horse and... Hey, that hombre just going into the cafe. If that ain't my brother Ned... Come on, Mike. Yeah, that's him all right. Let's go in and see what he's doing here. All right, if we sit down at your table, partner.
Why, certainly, friend. What, George.
That's right. Don't get up. Sit down, Ned. Now, I ain't going to shake hands. Give that up long ago. Meet Mike Morrell, Ned.
Howdy, Mike.
Howdy. By Judas, there's no mistaking you two for twins. You look almost exactly alike.
I'm afraid the resemblance ends there. George followed the wrong path.
What'd I tell you, Mike? All right, Ned, now never mind the reforming. What are you doing?
I've been doing some prospecting. Not much luck, though. Going south on the stage, maybe. Have better luck there.
On the noon stage?
Yeah, I'd like to talk to you alone, George. I've been hearing bad stories about you.
Yeah.
It's a black mark on the family name.
Oh, you make me sick, you psalm slinger. Come on, let's get out of here, Mike.
Sure, if you say so, Denver.
That mealy-mouthed buzzard.
He won't be around this town much longer, Denver, if he's going south on that stage.
The quicker he gets out, the better I'll like it. Hey, wait a minute.
Hmm?
That gives me an idea. It takes the stage about half an hour to get from the pass to the stables.
That's right, but...
Maybe I can get my saintly brother into some trouble, huh? If the marshal and some of the passengers get a good look at him holding him up and then see Ned at the stables...
Yeah, but you ain't dressed the same.
All the better. They'll figure that half an hour would give Ned time enough to make a fast change and get back to the stables. Also, they know Denver George has got nerve enough to do just that. Mike, it'd give me plenty of pleasure to see that preaching Millsop go to jail for a job I'd done.
Cisco said the marshal wanted to see Cisco?
Si, Pancho. The message I received said that the marshal wanted us to meet him at the stage stop in Dobson Heights.
What do you want to see Cisco for?
I do not know, amigo. May be that he wants to see us in connection with the bandito Denver George.
Oh, Denver George in this part of the country now, Cisco, no?
Possibly. Things were getting too hot for that hombre east of here.
What the marshal want Cisco to do?
He may want some help in tracking the bandito down, or it may be something else. The message did not say.
Pancho, remember, Cisco got a big fight with Denver George a long time ago.
Si, amigo. That was just before he became the killer he is.
Cisco catch him cheating the muchacho with cards, Pancho, think.
Was not the first time he had cheated.
Pancho, remember, Cisco say, give the señor back his money. And Denver George gives you an argument. And the next thing Denver George know, he flat on his back. Denver George not like you, Chico.
No, he did not like it, Chico.
No.
Or then he would kill me sometime.
I remember.
Hey, Pancho.
Huh?
I see dust rising in the distance.
Si, Cisco. Pancho think might be the stage.
Si. Let us get to Dobson Heights so as not to keep the marshal waiting. Up, diablo,
Pablo, go to Dobson Heights. Go now, go.
Here it comes, Denver.
Yeah. Now, keep down behind these rocks, Mike. I don't want nobody to see you. Just keep that rifle aimed.
Shoot if anybody makes a false move.
Yeah, but don't shoot unless it's necessary, understand? I heard the sheriff's on this stage, too. It ain't good to have a killing with the law watching.
Even if Ned's gonna get the blame.
Well, we ain't sure he is. Something might go wrong. Now, keep down, Mike. She's almost here. Get ready now.
Better get that kerchief tied tighter, Denver.
I want it loose. I want him to get a good look at me. Now, you, driver.
What's the...
Hold them horses.
Hold it.
Get your hands up. You inside the stage. Come on, get out. Throw down that box, driver. Come on, throw it down.
All right.
My hands up, all of you. And stand where you are. You're covered from them rocks.
Guess you don't know who you're holding up, hombre.
Well, it's the sheriff, ain't it?
This is Marshal King with me. You hombres better hand back that gold or it'll go hard with you.
Oh, sure. We'll hand it right back, Sheriff. Up, there goes that blasted kerchief.
Denver George Patch, huh? I thought so. Now I'm sure.
Keep your hands up. Careful, Marshal. Don't reach for your gun. You fool, Ned. You blamed fool.
Are you? So you'd shoot down the Marshal? Mister, I wouldn't be in your boots now for anything.
Come on, get back on that stage, all of you. Get going. Mike, you fool. I ought to gun you down for grilling the marshal.
I thought he was fixing a draw on you, Denver.
Well, it's done now. Come on, let's get out of here, fast.
You're late, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
Stage has just got in ahead of us.
Yeah, stage coming very fast, Cisco.
Faster than usual, I would say, amigo.
Uh-huh. Oh,
they're lifting someone out of the stage. There's been an accident or a shooting or something, Pancho.
Oh, Pancho, think they lift a dead hombre.
Oh, diablo, ho-ho.
Oh, loco, ho-na.
There's the sheriff, Pancho. Come, we'll ask him what happened.
Cisco.
Man, get him into the building. Jake Hudson for the doctor. I guess it's too late.
What is the matter, Senor Sheriff?
Hold up and kill him. Denver George got the marshal.
The marshal? Marshal Kane?
Yeah, that's right. Marshal Kane.
And you say Denver George got him?
One of Denver's men. He's hiding behind a rock. Same thing, though. Denver most likely give him orders. Who are you?
I'm the Cisco Kid. This is mi compañero Pancho.
Si, mi compañero Pancho.
Oh, Cisco Kid, huh? I've hankered to get a look at you for some time. What are you doing here?
Marshal Kane sent word to us to meet him here.
Yeah. Didn't tell me nothing about it.
It's none of my concern, Sheriff. I...
Santo.
What are you looking at? Hey, it's Denver George. Right here at the stage stop. I love all the cast iron nerve. You, Denver, get him up.
Are you speaking to me?
I'm speaking to you. Come on, get him up, you killer. I'll gun you down where you stand.
Oh, there's some mistake. I'm no killer.
No, I don't suppose you're Denver George Patch, either. Hey, you passengers! Is this the man that held us up?
Yes, that's right. That's him, all right.
You bet it's him, and he'll hang for this. Get along, Denver. You're heading for jail.
Un momento, if you please, Señor Sheriff.
I don't need no help from you, Cisco. Keep out of this. Get going, Denver. I sure will plug you.
Where we going now, Cisco?
To the sheriff's office, Pancho. Oh. I wanted to find out more about this hombre he arrested for Denver George.
Cisco not think the hombre Denver George?
In appearance, Pancho, he is Denver George. Huh? In actions, he is not. Uh-huh. Come, we'll go around the corner of this building and... Oh,
watch where you are going.
See, I will. Perhaps if you were not so occupied leaning against the sheriff's office window, you would have heard us coming.
No law against leaning, is there?
Not that I know of, but the sheriff might not like to have you so near to his window. I suggest that you move on.
Say, you look like the Cisco Kid.
That is who I am.
No offense, Cisco. I'll move on.
Not care for that hombre's looks, Pancho.
Pancho not care for them neither.
However, that is not important.
No.
Oh, here's the sheriff coming out. Senor Sheriff, do you mind if I talk with that hombre you just arrested?
Denver George? What do you want to talk with him for?
Because I am not satisfied that he is Denver George.
Now, keep out of my business, Cisco. That hombre's either Denver George or his twin brother. And I ain't figuring it's his twin brother.
No, that is not likely. Suppose you and I talk to him together, Sheriff.
Look, I don't need nobody needling into my affairs. Now, don't say no more about it.
Manchin, I think that sheriff a very friendly sheriff, Cisco.
It's plain to be seen he is jealous of his authority, Pancho.
His authority?
Let us walk around this building. I believe the cell windows are on the other side. I don't like the way that crowd of people at the stage stop look at the prisoner, Pancho.
Mm-hmm.
Would not take much to make them try to lynch him.
That's not good, Cisco.
See. Here are the cell windows. Now, let's see. We'll try this window. Is anyone in there?
Hey, what do you want?
You are the one the sheriff just arrested?
That's right.
I'm here to help you, senor. I heard you deny the killing of the marshal.
I never killed anybody or anything in my life.
Does the name Denver George mean anything to you?
Well, I... Are you sure he killed the marshal? The
sheriff was on the scene. He is certain.
And will they hang Denver George if they get him?
It is possible. Tell me, senor. Does that name mean anything to you?
No.
How do you explain your resemblance to Denver George?
I don't know. I don't want to talk anymore.
But if you did not hold up that stage or commit that murder, you do not want to suffer for another man's crime, do you?
I said I don't want to talk anymore.
Cisco, someone come.
Huh? You sneak around here and talk to him, Cisco. Now you and that other sidewinder come with me.
For what, Sheriff?
I'm arresting you for trying to interfere with the progress of the law.
We are not interfering with a thing.
You heard me. Now come on.
Hey, Cisco. Pancho and Cisco, get out of here, no?
See, we will get out of here. Sorry, Sheriff, to trip you up.
Sheriff, for the heap, Cisco.
I will take your gun, senor. Yellow!
Logo!
I'll get you for this, Cisco, and don't you think I won't?
My apologies to you, senor. Pancho and I intend to stay around until this matter is settled and settled right. Up, Diablo! This way, Pancho! Paulo!
Although Cisco is now certain that the man in jail is not Denver George, he's going to have a hard time to overcome the sheriff's hostility and prove it. In just a moment, we'll continue our thrilling story of the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid in our story, The Gunman's Twin. As Cisco, through the bars of the jail window, was questioning the man whom the sheriff had arrested as Denver George Patch, the sheriff appeared and tried to arrest Cisco and Pancho for interfering with the progress of the law. In order to get away, Cisco was forced to trip the sheriff and knock him down. Meanwhile...
Hey, Denver! Denver!
I'm over here taking it easy in the shade, Mike. What'd you find out in town?
Plenty. Just as you figured, Denver. They arrested Ned at the stables.
For murder, huh?
Yeah, hold up and murder. They figure he's you.
I hope they string him up.
Maybe he'll squeal on you. Maybe he'll convince him he ain't you.
I don't think so. He'll figure it's noble to take the blame for his brother.
There's something else, Denver. There's Cisco kids in town.
What? Cisco? In Dobson Heights?
Yeah, he come along just as they was lifting the marshal out of the stage. He talked with the sheriff, and then later I had a run-in with him.
What's he doing in Dobson Heights?
I don't know. But from the way he acted, he don't think they got the right man.
He don't know I got a brother, huh? Let alone a twin brother.
Maybe not, but Cisco's smart on a trap. Nothing gets by him. I wished he wasn't there.
Coyote. There's an hombre I'm going to get, Mike.
Better be careful he don't get you.
He won't get me. Now, Mike, get back to town and keep your ear to the ground. Find out what Cisco's up to.
I ain't hankering to hang around that town any longer.
Well, they don't know you're there. And I kept you out of sight in that holdup, just so nobody'd have a chance to recognize you later. Now get going, and let me know what's happened.
Well, this is far enough from the hills, Pancho.
Yes, Cisco, far enough.
Let's ride off the trail in that little grove and stop to think things over.
Pancho, I'd like to think, Cisco. Pancho think just so much, and then you hold your head.
The answer to that, amigo, is not to think too much. Oh, diablo.
Oh, Logo, not think too much, Logo.
Come on. It's cool and pleasant here.
Cisco, sing, and Pancho take the siesta.
There'll be no time for siestas, Pancho. Hey, listen.
Back.
Thought I heard a rider coming down the trail.
Pancho hit him too, Cisco. There he go. See?
Pancho. Huh? That is the hombre who was hanging around the sheriff's office.
See, Cisco?
That hombre was around there for some reason.
Uh-huh.
Is there right after the arrest of the one who looks like Denver George.
Ooh.
Pancho, I believe that hombre is in league with Denver George.
Then what'd he do up here in the hills?
He's up here, no doubt, because Denver George is in hiding somewhere up here.
Pancho think that easy, Cisco. We follow that hombre's trail backwards and take us to Denver George, no?
Hey, that is good thinking, Pancho.
And it not hurt Pancho's head neither.
He's good thinking, but we will not go after Denver George just yet, Pancho.
No?
If we can get Denver George's double out of jail, uh-huh, and bring him with us, that hombre who just rode past will find out about it.
Si.
And then he will go and tell Denver George about it.
What good that do?
We'll do this much good, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
We'll cause that bandido to begin to worry for fear his double will talk.
Oh.
Come, Pancho. Uh-huh. We will get that señor out of that jail. Oh, diablo,
ho.
Now, Pancho,
huh?
You're near to the jail. Now, listen carefully.
Please, Cisco, Pancho, listen.
We'll ride to that cell window where we talk with the senor.
Pancho, listen.
Tie a riata to one of those window bars.
Si. Pancho, tie the rope.
You will tie my riata to the next bar. You understand?
I still listen.
Then you ride one way,
uh-huh.
I will ride the other,
yeah.
And the pull of our horses will bend those bars far enough for the senor to get out of the window.
Pancho, understand, Cisco?
Yeah, si.
But Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Cisco very seldom try to get a hombre out of the jail from the sheriff.
Si, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
I do not believe in going against the law. But on the other hand, I do not believe in the law prosecuting one who is innocent. Now let us waste no time. Remember your instructions. Now come. Oh, diablo.
Ho.
Quickly now, Pancho, before the sheriff comes out to see what is going on.
Si, Cisco.
You in the cell.
What do you want now?
You're going to pull these bars apart, senor. Now get ready to come out.
Pancho, old Thomas with his rope.
I ain't coming out.
You must not stay there. You might be lynched.
Who are you?
I'm the Cisco kid, and this is Pancho.
Buenos dias, senor. We get you out quick. The rope's all tight, Cisco.
Nope, I'm staying right here.
Madre mia, what we do now, Cisco?
Ride loco, Pancho. Bend that bar. Then ride Diablo and bend the other bar.
Si, Cisco. Bend that bar, Logo. Bend that bar now.
Senor, you are coming out of that cell whether you want to or not. That is good for that bar, Pancho. Now the other one.
Si, Cisco. Bend the other bar, Diablo.
I tell you, I'm staying here.
Yeah, that's enough, Pancho.
Oh, Diablo, hold on.
Now, you inside. Pancho and I are not risking our legs for nothing. Come out of that cell this moment or I will shoot.
Hey, what are you doing back there?
Quickly, hold up your hand. Come on. I'll help you out this window.
I guess I got no choice. That gun's staring me in the face.
What? Hey, deputy, get the rifle. Around back.
Now, up you come. Pancho, cut the ropes. Get up on that black horse, senor. We'll carry two of us.
Yeah. Ropes all cut,
Cisco. Out here, deputy, out here. Shoot to kill.
Santo, if we get away with this, hold fast to me, senor, for we are going to ride. Hop, diablo, come on. Ha, yep.
Diablo. Oh,
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 oh, oh.
Yeah, we'll wait here and see what happens, Pancho.
Yes, yes, go.
Pancho, you go to the edge of the cliff and watch down in the town.
Down in the town.
Tell me when the posse starts out.
Yes, yes, go. Pancho think the posse start very soon.
You sit down, senor. Now, I want to know who you are. I want to know all about you.
I ain't saying, Cisco.
I think you are better. Pancho and I are going to a lot of trouble to prove you are innocent of that holdup and that murder. We must know the facts about you. What is your name?
I ain't saying.
Now, look, senor. Either you answer my questions or Pancho and I will ride away and leave you. When that posse finds you, they will shoot you down on sight. And do not doubt, they will find you. Now.
All right, Cisco. I guess it's no use to try to protect him anymore.
To protect whom?
My brother, George.
Denver George?
Yes, he's my twin brother, Cisco.
I suspected as much. Now, senor, tell me everything about you and your brother. I want all the facts for the sheriff when he gets here.
Tell you, Cisco got him out of jail, Denver.
What, in broad daylight?
That's the talk. I saw where the cell window bars was bent.
Ah, that coyote, Cisco. Where are they now, Mike?
Rode up into the hills somewhere.
Did you trail them?
I trailed them a ways. Wouldn't be hard to pick up the trail again, Denver.
Well, let's go, then.
You ain't planning to ride into Cisco's camp, are you?
I'm planning to get Cisco, Mike. And I'm planning to get that brother of mine before dark. Come on.
Cisco, Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Pancho, you see the posse start out, Cisco.
Ah, that is good.
Good. Pancho not see anything good about it, Cisco. Pancho not like to dodge the bullets.
I do not think we will have to dodge bullets, amigo.
By
this time, that hombre should have reported to Denver George. Uh-huh. He is working with Denver, and I believe he is.
What if he not report and the posse get here, Cisco?
Then we will see the posse coming in plenty of time to move back up the mountain. Very simple, amigo.
Pancho not think it's very simple, Cisco. Why Cisco move back here from that first camp we make?
The trail leads to the first camp, Pancho.
Eh?
I want Denver George to follow it.
Uh-huh.
So that we can see him passing by.
Oh.
Otherwise, he might see us and shoot us down from ambush. Now listen, listen.
Listen.
Down there.
Oh, Denver George and the hombres.
Hey.
Did I hear you say you see my brother?
Si, down there on the trail. Now watch this. Are you looking for someone, Denver?
Huh? Why, thunder, it's Cisco.
Si.
And Ned, will you mealy-mouth?
Stay where you are, Denver. I'm coming down there.
And Pancho coming too.
You stay up here, Pancho.
No.
Just to be sure, Senor Ned does not decide to leave us.
Oh, well, see, Cisco. Pancho stay. Look out, Cisco. He draw the gun.
See, I was watching him, Pancho. Just for that hombre, I'm coming down there in one jump. Ah! No, we will settle this without our guns, Denver.
That suits me. I'm a better man than you were any day.
That remains to be seen.
You other hombre. He bought a patch to get mad.
Give it on Cisco. He deserves it.
He deserves a lot more than this, or this, or this.
Patch thing it always end one way. Other hombre, lay down. Here's the buzzer's law, boy.
Well, I'm glad you are here, Sheriff.
Yeah? You'll be glad in jail, Cisco, because that's where you're going. Get him up, all of you.
There is no need to draw your gun, Sheriff. Senor Ned, come down here.
Just as you say, Cisco.
I should come down, too.
Yeah, Sheriff, now take a look at these two men.
Hey, well, I'll be plumb switched.
Which one is Denver George and which is not?
This is the one I had in jail.
See, it is the other one you want. He is Denver George, the killer.
Hey, he's crazy, Sheriff. It's him that's Denver.
No, I don't either. I'm Ned Patch. He's George.
I swear, I can't tell them hombres apart.
I think I can show you which is which. Senor Ned, come here.
What is it, Cisco?
Going to have to slap you across the face. There! Well?
I don't believe in fighting back, Cisco.
No, you, hombre, the same for you.
Oh, you coyote, you, Cisco. I swore I'd kill you sometime in
life. Very easy, it's a trick.
See, you're at work. Well, Sheriff?
I guess it did, Cisco. All right, boys, grab these two hombres. I see what you was up to, Cisco. You kind of made a fool out of me, but... Well, here's my hand. Cheek.
Gracias, Senor Sheriff. Again, I apologize to you for interfering in what is your business. But you see, the law has been upheld, and justice has been served.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Pancho glad Senor Ned get out of that trouble. Senor Ned trying to take the blame for his brother Denver.
Some brothers are like that, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
There's a good lesson in what happened, amigo.
Si.
We should not be too much our brother's keeper.
And Pancho get something out of what happened, Cisco.
What did you get out of it, Pancho?
Big, big appetite.
Well, we will eat when we get to the next town. What do you want to eat, Pancho?
Oh, tortillas, frijoles.
Always tortillas, frijoles. You never want anything else to eat, Pancho?
What else there to eat?
Oh, there are many things to eat, amigo.
Yeah?
There are oysters and clams and omelets and...
This oyster is a fish, no, Cisco?
This is a fish, a shellfish, amigo.
Would Pancho like an oyster, Cisco?
Oh, I do not know, Pancho. Sometime if we ever get near the ocean, I will buy some oysters and then we will see.
Pancho, I think he like oysters.
Why not?
Pancho won't see a picture of oyster.
Si?
Pancho, I think he like any fish what built like a nut.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
Pablo.
Pablo, go, go, no.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Welcome back. Okay, so hopefully you guys enjoyed today's episode, and hopefully you guys have noticed the new changes. Again, the site redo, and I'm still working on trying to figure out how I'm going to do the subscription model. Again, some videos and stuff. I'll show you guys what I'm going to put out as a sampler, and then you guys see if you guys want to subscribe to it. So send me an email. Let me know what you guys want to see, things like that, and I will try to do that for you. I think that's going to be it. Send me an email. Let me know. podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call, leave a voicemail. 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Tomorrow's going to be an episode or two episodes of Challenge of the Yukon. Till then, have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow.